This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Air Four Nations tournament, especially after Saturday's game against Canada.
Yeah, it's been great. Been watching all the games. I thought the U.S.-Canada game was awesome. You know, if you're not a hockey fan, that'll instantly get you hooked. And I was sitting there wishing I was there a little bit. And that was probably an unreal atmosphere. And I think everyone's excited for the rematch on Thursday.
Did it make it difficult to watch, knowing that maybe you could have been there?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you want to be there representing your country and playing in those types of games, but it's out of my control, and you just, know a lot of the guys there and rooting for them and wishing them all the best, and hopefully they get the job done.
Tage, as a player, they've implemented some new rules, whether it's the point system or the overtime rule. Have you seen, like, is that something that you'd maybe want to see in the NHL in years to come, the way that they're doing stuff for that tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I think the point system is pretty unique. I kind of like it, honestly. Three points for regulation, two overtime. I just think, you know, it's regulation wins are hard to get, and I think it rewards you a little bit more. And I think it could be something they could test out. I'm not sure. But I've enjoyed watching it so far. I think the format's been great.
Do you want to play a 10-minute overtime?
Yeah, honestly, I like the game decided in overtime. You know, usually when it comes down to a shootout, I think I'd prefer it to be done in overtime. I think that really tells you who got the job done during the game. I mean, shootout, you can get a hot goalie or a pretty good shooter, and maybe it doesn't really determine the game, but I think the overtime's a lot of fun to play in as well, so could be something cool.
I know you would prefer to have been playing, but how did you use this time off to best prepare you for the home stretch here?
Yeah, got a week to kind of regroup and get feeling good. Obviously, was a little banged up a little before break, and got time to heal and get back to 100%.
You know you're on the cusp of being on Team USA. Does that even give you more motivation with the Olympics coming up to be on the team once the Olympics come?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Four Nations and, you know, the Olympics are obviously goals of mine that I want to achieve and be a part of those rosters. And I think not being selected for Four Nations gives you a little bit of that hunger, a little bit of that chip on your shoulder to kind of prove something moving forward. But I think, you know, those things will take care of themselves as long as you're doing the right things to help your team win here, which is the main focus. And I feel like if I'm doing those things, you know, playing a full 200-foot game, trying to, you know, help our team win on a nightly basis, I think, you know, those things go a long way, and the rest kind of falls into place.
Mentally, are you kind of refreshed now and ready for the end of the season, you know, with the break?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a long season, a lot of games, and there's a lot of emotions through the course of the season. So I think that emotional break is just as important as that physical break. And obviously, we're not in a spot really where we want to be, and we've got a steep uphill climb here. On the remainder of the season, almost got to be perfect. But I think you just look at it one game at a time, and not really focus on the result, more the process, just how you're going to get there. I think those daily habits and those things those things accumulate over time, and that's what makes a team successful, and the results follow that. So I think we got a good opportunity here to kind of piece something together to help our team for the rest of the season and just moving forward as a group in particular, and really solidify what we want our identity to be and the right type of hockey we need to play on a nightly basis.
Paige, did any of you or your teammates have any reaction when Henry Jokiharju scored in the Four Nations we saw?
I don't know. I mean, I think we're all rooting for him and Rass, and obviously we'll be there, but I was watching the game and was pretty fired up watching that, so it's great for them, a great experience for those guys, and can't wait to get them back in our room and helping our team and hear about their experience there.
When you're watching, you know, these games, it's been so long since we've seen best on best. Are there things that you take away in terms of, like, what is separating guys at that level and just with the level of competition?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at a game like the U.S.-Canada game, I think, just the desperation, all the little things, you know, the physicality, the one-on-one puck battles. I think every, you know, the first thing that stands out to me when you're watching those is every puck battle means something to that each guy out there. And it's not just the guy in the battle. It's the guys away from the puck supporting, working to get open for guys. And there's no shifts off. And, you know, it's obviously playoff hockey and the best of the best going at it. And that's what makes the game so special is the passion that they show out there. They display that, you know, they're willing to put their bodies on the line for their country and for the guys sitting in that room with them, and that's infectious. It's fun to be a part of, and obviously for the fans it's fun to watch.
There's people on the outside that were maybe wondering, you know, how intense the tournament would be, right? Because it's not the Olympics, and they were like, oh, is it going to be an all-star feel? What's it going to be like as a player? Are you surprised almost even at?
No, not at all. I think anyone that plays the game knows that anytime you get to put your country's jersey on and represent that, it's something bigger than yourself. And no, I don't think there's any surprise that it was going to be an all-out battle and a war out there. And you know, it makes for good hockey. And obviously, it's the best of the best going at it too. You know, it's a bunch of alphas, and they got a lot to prove. And you know, they want to be the best, and each team wants to be the best. And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.